Highbridge Audio presents Hey Nostradamus by Douglas Coupland. Read for you by Jenna Lamia, David Ledoux, Gillian Crane, and John Randolph Jones. Part 1, 1988, Cheryl.
I believe that what separates humanity from everything else in this world, spaghetti, binder paper, deep sea creatures, Edelweiss, and Mount McKinley, is that humanity alone has the capacity at any given moment to commit all possible sins. Even those of us who try to live a good and true life remain as far away from grace as the hillside strangler or any demon who ever tried to poison the village well. What happened that morning only confirms this. It was a glorious fall morning. The sun burned a girly pink over the mountain ranges to the west, and the city had yet to generate its daily smog blanket. Before driving to school in my little white Chevette, I went into the living room and used my father's telescope to look down at the harbor, as smooth as mercury. And on its surface, I could see the moon dimming over East Vancouver. And then I looked up into the real sky and saw the moon on the cusp of being overpowered by the sun. My parents had already gone to work, and my brother, Chris, had left for swim team hours before. The house was quiet, not even a clock ticking. And as I opened the front door, I looked back and saw some gloves and unopened letters on the front hallway desk. Beyond them, on the living room's gold carpet were some discount warehouse sofas and a lamp on a side table that we never used because the light bulb always popped when we switched it on. It was lovely. All that silence and all that calm order. And I thought how lucky I was to have had a good home. And then I turned and walked outside. I was already a bit late, but I was in no hurry. Normally, I use the garage door, but today, I wanted a touch of formality. I had thought that this morning would be my last truly innocent glance at my childhood home, not because of what really ended up happening, but because of another smaller drama that was supposed to have...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?